for NUE Mobile.
You get her going in 010.
We got it to where somebody else that we pay good money can get it going. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly what you mean. I told Bill you was headed down that way. Where you at?
Probably about 8 miles from Centerville, which is back side of Easley. We just crossed Lake Hartwell, probably 5 miles back.
Oh, about where you are? Oh, I was just getting ready to run down the hall there for a second and come back and shut this off, but I was kind of listening for you. Well, I'm surprised you was able to get a hold of anybody on a Sunday.
Truck operators, they, you know, we just dropped it off. We had it moved to, what was the name of that place? Caliper Collision, which is who did the repairs on it. But Tom, I got where I about can't see at night. This driving at night on 85 is messing with me bad.
Quit smoking that wacky tobacco while you're driving. It'd probably help out some.
Traffic. It's been a long time since I've been on the interstate at night. It's just, man, it's not exit 19A, Tom. Right here at the Clemson exit.
About that, of course, but did you ever think that maybe that zap there underneath your eye might have affected that?
Mention it. That might be a good point. I didn't think about that.
Cure that. Here's your tip of the day. Anna, smack him in the other eye.
She tried that years ago, bud. That don't work too good.
Something like a rock.
It don't do nothing but hurt her knuckles.
Boy, you're leaving yourself wide open tonight. You're easy, Chad. Good evening, Miss Anna.
How's Miss Bernice?
Oh, she's just fine. She just gave me 2 vitamin C orange chewies. They look like orange slices, and taking care of me. I just come in from outside. I apologize for missing your net last night. I kind of dozed off.
It's all right. I was waiting for you to check in, but I figured you got busy with something else. So maybe next time if I get to call it again, you can check in with me.
A much better job than Chad, and I bet you got a lot of check-ins, didn't you?
Got 52 check-ins, I believe. I don't know about doing a better job than Chad, but it was fun. Care for all of
you. You get on HF, XYLs will always draw more attention than the YLs. Now, I have no idea why, of course, but I just know they do.
I'm ready to study for another exam. That person was good enough for me.
Yeah, I wish you could convince Miss Sneezing down the hall here, Bernice. I've tried to get her interested for a long time, but she is exceedingly quiet, and she just has no interest in it, and I'm not going to force her. But it would be nice if she did. And she'd probably be good at it. Once you get her to talking, now she's all right. But she's the introvert, and I'm the extrovert, I guess you would say.
Got to peg you as that.
You know, the good Lord's got a place for liars, Anna, and it's a lot hotter than it is in the cab of that truck right now.
Couldn't resist myself. I live with all the time, so I have to be sharp and ready to just to pounce on anything anytime I can. So I'm gonna give you back to Chad now. It's good to talk to you, Tom. This is KO4RYP. I'm clear.
And KO4RYP and 0TR. Well, Chad, you know, that's her first lesson. Don't mess with Tom.
I got hemmed up between the two of y'all. I can't win.
Happy that you could fix your daughter up down there. If that had been mine, I'd have just slapped her around a little bit. Wow, that's bad. Having an accident just a few hours before, I feel sorry for her. But, boy, Bernice has got the sneezes in there. That's about five in a row. And our daughter went to the University of Michigan and didn't have a car. And my nephew, he went to the University of Kansas and he didn't have a car. And now Abby, our granddaughter up in Michigan that just started at Ohio State, she got a car, but you got to pay someone so much money a year just to have a parking place up there.
It's kind of sort of the way it is here. She parks, I think, probably about a half a mile away from her dorm, and they have a shuttle or she can walk. But I didn't realize Clemson was that big. But I've never been on campus either until, you know, a couple weeks ago. But it just a pretty big place.
Been there. Is this our first year?
This year we got Lewis, our oldest son. He's a junior at Anderson University. And then my middle son, Perry, he is halfway through Tri-County Tech learning to be a welder. And then Abby, she's going to Clemson. So, yeah, we're empty nesting it.
Little stripes. It's tough, I'll tell you. The first time we had to let one of ours off up in Michigan and just drop her off at the dorm and drive off. Wow. Just tears your heart out. But it's for the betterment, and I can tell you from experience, it really, really worked out great. And then the other one, she went to college at home, and she was going to go to Wichita University, and she changed her mind when they told her she had to take 9 hours of music, and she wanted to kind of start out in business, and wouldn't have left enough hours in business for her to take anything. And they told us that she wouldn't have to do that, but they were not truthful about it. So I told her, I said, you got a car? And I said, I'll pay your insurance. I'll give you a credit card for your gasoline, a place to live and eat. And other than that, old dad's poor. And you're going to have to work and go to school. And she did.
Well, good for Abby, because she's, you know, we got all those goats out there on the farm. And she made contact with, a goat farmer up here in Pickens, in Clemson. And she's got a job working with animals here on the farm. So she's right at home. You know, she likes her animals and has been around them her whole life. So that worked out pretty good.
There you are. Yeah, that's wonderful. I was telling Veronica, my neighbor's wife, about your Great Pyrenees. Boy, she was enthralled with that. I can't wait till I guess they'll let you pet them, won't they?
Yeah, they are. They love people. But if you are another animal of any kind, and I mean that. A couple years ago put some bluebird houses on the fence post down there where the tree line is, and they won't have it. They just pestered the bluebirds so bad they wouldn't even let them nest in the bluebird house. We had to take them down. And snakes, cats, squirrels, deer. They killed a deer. They got a deer hemmed up in the corner of the fence, I don't know, what, 4 or 5 years ago, killed the deer. And just super protective. And when the kids were little, you cannot discipline the kids in front of the dogs. They're not going to have it. That's the only time that they get a little squirrely with me. I guess they see them as part of the herd. But they patrol that place like clockwork. I mean, I game cameras down there. And, I mean, I've got their pattern down. I know exactly when they go, you know, every 2 or 3 hours. And they swap out, the male and female. They swap out, do patrols. And it's the weirdest thing. It's just hilarious.
Let me in them. And learn from the best. Well, that's interesting. I am not surprised. I saw them herding some up in Missouri one time out in the boondocks, and they were on the top of this, it's almost like a mountain alongside a strip pit, and they were herding them right along the top. There was a trail worked through there, and they was taking them all back to the house. They're truly an amazing animal. Well, I love dogs, and I'm not much of a cat person, but I like dogs. And that was an amazing bear you sent a picture of. I sent Bill that picture tonight, and he said, "That's a big bear."
Yeah, so let me tell you about that bear. So he stays up there at the deer camp where I got to camp, and last fall, I left the windows down in the truck, got in the truck, and stepped up on the running board, and bit my steering wheel up, and bit the upholstery here on the left-hand door. I mean, I hadn't had the truck probably 2 or 3 months, and I didn't think anything about it, and carried my Dutch oven off. I got a number 12 Dutch oven. And I cooked some sausage and gravy biscuits for supper that night. And he hauled off my Dutch oven. I did find it and got inside the truck and just didn't do any much financial damage. But stunk good grief, Tom. It just bare hair, red mud, everything else in here, just trying to get to my food in the back of the truck. So, lesson learned. And he run me off property, I don't know, last year. Just not a fun experience for me with bears.
On them, if they're, say you catch one, he's destroying your truck, can't you zap him?
Pine is. So the deer camp is in Liberty. And the county line is right there on Main Street. Right across the river from where the deer camp is. So Liberty is a no kill. Pickens has you can buy a permit and hunt. So I could go right across the river and hunt. But so when he ran me in the truck last year, I called 911, you know, non-emergency, and just let them know that, hey, there's a bear in the area, and he's not afraid of people. He run me in the truck. So they put me in contact with a biologist from, I think he was from Clemson or something. Some kind of biologist, I forget what it was. He called me about an hour later and said, "Hey, you do realize you can't kill the bear." And I ain't gonna tell you what I told him, but, you know, I don't mind the thing being on there. I mean, I understand I'm the stranger there, and I don't like to kill things just to kill them. But he terrorized me for a couple of hours there in that little old cabin. And it's been a long time since I've been that hooked hooked out, but I was ready for him, but he's not bothered me physically, but he's not afraid of me either.
Brad, if that was me, he'd be visiting Mr. Casal.
I was kind of thinking that thing too, but the way that works is in those areas like that, they have tags, some type of tag on them. It's not like a metal tag. It's some kind of, I don't know how to explain it. I guess it would be some type of like APRS or something like that. I'm not exactly sure that it shows location, but if it shows up at a game check station somewhere, or if the carcass is found, they're able to scan it and, you know, find out, you know, information about it. I just never really wanted to take that gamble, but I mean, I told the guy, hey, look, you know, if he tries to come in the cabin now, I don't know what to tell you. And he said, well, you just have to call the sheriff if that happens, and then they'll call us out, and we'll take a look at the crime scene. And I'm thinking, what crime scene? Hey, whatever, man.
Any animal, if it threatens your life, I'm afraid that'd be bear steaks if it was me. There'd be no question about it. I'd pay the fine and go on. But, yeah, I've heard you can get in a lot of trouble for that. But, my gracious, not if it attacks you. And at any rate, you got more patience than I got by a long ways. Tim said he's photographed them down here in the back. And I don't care if they're out there. But if I'm armed and one of them comes at me, it's just lights out. I mean, if it's me or him, I'm not going to wait around to dial 911. I'm going to dial 454 or something like that. Shoot. Well, you stay safe out there. That's plumb scary. I didn't think black bears were ever aggressive from, you know, just watching National Geographic. We had bears in Kansas till recently. And recently they've spotted some coming over from Missouri.
The biologist was telling me that they're not typically aggressive, but I got a deer feeder out there that, you know, I don't hunt it, but I do like to take pictures of all the deer and the turkeys that come around the feeder. And I think we determined that was some of the issue. Was the deer feeder, but I got a 35 gallon deer feeder up there, and I got video somewhere where he picked that thing up full of corn. Now, I mean, it was like a toy. I mean, he just flipped it right upside down to get to the corn, and was holding it there. I mean, just crazy. And I think just being around people so much, they just, with this one in particular, it's lost fear. And, you know, if they're 80, 100 pounds, something like that, that's, you know, it's a little different story. But that's a big bear not to be afraid. And he can be afraid or curious, either one he wants. And I'm just not too comfortable with that.
Well, Chad, how much you figured that way? Well, I'm just looking at him, and I've never been around him. I'm going to say 300 to 500 pounds, and more so towards the 500. That's a big animal. But I guess somebody shot a record one up around Landrum in the last couple of years, and it was quite a bit more than that.
Here's a guy, he's had a beekeeper. And had bees up there, and the bear kept tearing his beehives up. And he got some kind of special permit, predation permit, to take care of the bear. And they actually found, after he shot that one, they found a carcass not too far from there. And it had a queen excluder, a portion of a queen excluder had lodged in his intestinal tract. And I don't know if you know anything about bees or not, but it keeps the queen down in the bottom of the hive so the workers can move in and out and deposit honey. And he chewed the queen excluder up and swallowed it and got in his gut and I guess killed him. But I think this one up here, he's just, I don't know, about 5 inches over my waist height, according to the leg on the deer feeder. But he's big enough to be worrisome.
This picture of him made me nervous, and just to look at that. And your hand in his paw print, you're a big guy. Your whole hand fit in that paw print.
Back of his paw to the front of his finger pad, not the claw now, was 9.25 inches, and I just leave me alone. The thing is, though, is the neighbor up the road, she collects, not collects, but she raises some kind of special chicken. I don't know what it is. She takes them to these shows and things like that. I never heard of such an expensive chicken. But he just decimated. I've never heard of a bear messing with chickens. But John, the guy that got him on game camera, and he just decimated the whole herd, I guess. I don't know what a flock, I guess, would be birds. But just wiped them all out.
Dog wipe out all my tame rabbits one time up in Kansas, and he just killed them all and left them lay in the yard. Always been taught you kill something, you eat it, and shortly thereafter he didn't become a problem anymore. But then we had some that was dumping over the trash barrel, and up in Kansas you could burn outside. So I took a 480 volt single phase transformer that we used for machine tool lights on, such as Ritz boards and lathes and the big verticals and that for the machinists. And I just reversed it, and I put 120 in and 480 out, and I took some metal screen wire, put on the ground, wet that down real good, and put 2 4x4s underneath the trash barrel, and drove a ground rod down, hooked it to that mesh, and filed up all around the top rim of the trash barrel, and I hooked the wire up to the trash barrel, the other wire, the other phase, and I had a small 1 1/4 amp fuse on it there, and then I told the neighbors that, hey, I'm not going to turn this on till 10 o'clock, and I'll turn it off at 6 in the morning, and we didn't have any kids around there anyways. About 2 o'clock in the morning, I heard, arr, 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 right between the houses, and we had no dog problem no more.
Yeah, that fuse give you just enough to keep him away. But anyway, Tom, it's getting close to check-in, so I'm going to sign on off. I've enjoyed the conversation and keeping me focused on the road here. But I'm going to sign off and say 7-3s for tonight, and I'm gonna clear on out on your final, Tom. Enjoyed the view so much.
Well, I once took a neon transformer and made a bug zapper out of these lights, out of these Cepheid printers, and they were ultraviolet, and it was 12,000 volts, and whenever it hit a bug, like a moth or something, it just blow the wings off. But It was starting arc at the bottom, and it run the full 4 feet to the top like a Jacob's ladder. The neighbors got to where they thought I was killing their dogs and cats with it, which you couldn't because it was all screened in. So I had to get rid of that, but it was really pretty at nighttime. And I had the same on my gun safe up there. I figured if anybody got to it, they wouldn't get away from it. Talk to you later. KO4NUE and 0TR73.
HHC, KV4RV. Or HHC, KV4AV. Or HHC, Kilo Victor 4, Romeo Victor, KV4RV. Are you there, Warren? Negative contact, KV4RV, clear.
Pick it up, huh? Okay, yeah, you always do. I figured somebody would. Or I'll just stand by. I'm always a pre-nut one, but just wait for it to happen. W4FC, I'm standing by.
K4WZM. My name is Daniel. My location is Travel Drift. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Cedar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and has an effective radiating power of 100 watts. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Traffic bulletin or announcements for the net, please call KJ4WZM or net control.
Net control. Box 4, Charlie, Kilo, Tango, John. I'm at Honey Pipe and I'll just be negative and negative tonight. Good evening and good evening to everyone on the net.
Alrighty, I don't hear any bulletins or announcements. One station to recognize is KF4CKT. That is John Honeypath. I'm going to go ahead and recognize the pre-net check-ins at this time as well. W4FCM, that's Fred and Travelers Rest. He brings Walt and his wife, Isla, and 4IEI. K4RSH, Pat and Modern. KO4RUR, Chris and Greenville. KC4W, Bill and Anderson. KA5WLL, Leroy and Taylors. KN4RJN, John and Brown Summit. And KV4RV, that is Ross and Taylor's. Tonight being Sunday night, well, first I'll call for Echolink stations. Don't have any Echolink stations that would like to check into Blue Ridge Shooting Net. Please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
K4WZM, this is KO4NNH. That is Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel. My name is Fred. I'm at my QTH in Pelzer tonight. 73 to you and all the net. I'll be negative and negative.
Recognize. K4NNH. That is Fred in Pelzer. Alrighty. Tonight being Sunday night, we'll go ahead and announce normal roll call. Tonight being Sunday night, we'll begin with Alpha through Delta. Station to the suffix of your call beginning A through D, please call KJ4WZM or net control.
KJ4WZM. And Daniel, please check in. Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle, We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
We're WZM. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative, 73s to you and everybody on the net.
Kilo Oscar 4, Bravo Delta Mike, Jim and Taylor's, negative, negative.
KJ4WZM. Good evening, Daniel. Thanks for calling in tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta, Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4XB. My name is Tommy. I am mobile in Southern Greenville County. Sorry for checking in out of turn. I figured I'd check in while I was still in range of the repeater.
Recognize KK4DMW, that is Rick, KK4ONO, his wife Lorena, and KM4MFQ, his daughter Michelle. They're in Piedmont tonight. Next I have KB2BYQ, that is Dave and Easley, KO4BDM, Jim and Taylors, W4DJW, that is Dave and Greer, and sorry I was running late, Dave, I completely forgot about calling in tonight. Next I have K4XB, that is Tommy, mobiling around in Southern Greenville County. Yeah, no problem, Tommy. Officer Delta, A through D, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge commuter net, please call KJ4WZM or net control. Go ahead and try E through H, Echo to Hotel, if you'd like to check into Blue Ridge.
4WZM. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Candler, North Carolina. Glad you're here, Daniel. Negative and negative tonight. Thanks.
Fox Lima, Lima K4FLL Chris, portable here up in Greer. Heading back down to Florida tomorrow. Just want to say hi to everybody again and glad I got to join you guys on the net for the last couple of days. And hopefully be able to do some more through Echolink here in the future. So anyway, I'll be negative, negative on that. And hello to everybody on the net.
Control. 4 Foxtrot Hotel, Juliet Bill. Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
Recognize KC4EZN, that is Harry up in Candler. Next, K4FLL, that is Chris in Greer. And safe travels to you, Chris. Glad you're able to check in the last couple nights. It's been great hearing from you. Hopefully get to see you next time you're up here then. Next, I have W4FHJ. That is Dean and Taylor. D through H, if you'd like to check into Blue Ridge commuter net, please call KJ4WZM or net control. India through Lima, if you'd like to check into Blue Ridge commuter net, please call KJ4WZM or net control.
Net control. Kilo Golf 4, Juliet in the Alpha. That's KG4JIA, Dennis in Gaffney. Good evening to you and all of the net, 73.
AM. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And I will be negative and negative and saying 73s for each one of you.
WZM. Great to hear you on the net tonight. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 73.
ZM. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thank you for calling the net. Good evening to you and your family. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
ZM. And all on the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Lima Alpha Oscar, KO4LAO, Jim and Traveler's Rest, and I'll be negative and negative, and 73 to all on the net.
WZM.
Bravo India 4, Lima Zulu India, JI4LZI on HT. Andy, Table Rock, no traffic, no round table, and I hadn't heard Chris on here in years.
KG4JIA, that is Dennis and Gaffney. KK4JFL, James up on the mountain in Tuxedo. KK4JVQ Larry, and KC4MFK, his wife Donna, they're in Greer. W4IOE, Sid and Fletcher. KO4LAO, Jim and Travis Dress. KI4LZI, Andy on Table Rock. And KK4JD, Joe and Greer. Hey, Bandy, Chris has been in town for a few days. Did you want to holler at him real quick, or not really?
Boy, LZI, boy, I just until now, I didn't realize he was back in town, but I used to hear him on a lot here and on 145-47 both, and he even come over here to our races like one time, so. Just been a long time. Go ahead and carry on with that. It ain't that critical, though. KI4LCI4.
Yep, he's heading back down to Florida. That's where his family is. So, I think you say he's going down there tomorrow. But yeah, he's been gone almost 10 years now. Alrighty. Let's see if I got anybody else. India through Lima, I through L. If you'd like to check into Blue Ridge to internet, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Please check in Whiskey Alpha 4, Kilo Charlie. Mobile Gerber, no traffic, no comment, but listening. 73.
JWA4KC, that is one.
WA4KC.
Back down to Global and Greer. Any other stations, I through L, if you'd like to check into Blue Ridge Stream Unit, please call KJ4WZM or Net Controller. Got this correct. I have N9OYL, that is Jim, and N9DES, Delta Echo Sierra, Jerry, I think it was, in Table Rock. Is that correct?
That's a November 9, Tango Echo November, N9DEN, Sherry, my wife Cheryl, Sherry.
Corrected. N9 Tango Echo November, Sherry.
Good evening.
Right there. I like that. great to have y'all with us tonight. Enjoy your time camping out there by Table Rock. All right, we'll go ahead and move up to Mike through Papa, M through P. If you'd like to check into Blue Ridge Tube Internet, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
WZM. Please check in Whiskey 4, Mike Hotel Echo, W4MHE, Melvin up here in Hendersonville, and also Kilo Zulu 4, Papa Alpha Mike, KZ4PAM. That's my wife, Pam. Thanks for calling the net, Daniel, 73.
Yes, I am. Good evening, Daniel. I didn't know what had happened to you. Please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar India, Mike, Walt in Inman. Don't have any traffic, but I'll stick around for a few minutes to write you.
Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. Name is Chad. QTH is Campobello. Please also check in my wife, KO4RYP. Her name is Anna. She will be out for comments, and I'll stick around with Walt. Thank you for calling the net tonight, Daniel.
You see him. And Whiskey 2, Mike.
Mike, Julia, Bravo, W2MJB, Mark in Simpsonville. Also checking my wife, Wendy. Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa. That's KN4HTP. We'll be negative and negative, Daniel, but thanks for calling on that in 7-3.
Nice. W4MAT, that is Melvin, and he brings along with him his wife, Sam, KZ4PAM. They're in Hendersonville tonight. Next, I got K4OIM, that is Walt and Inman. And no problem, Walt, I got the virus, and I had to stay home. And I wasn't feeling good and stuff, so that's where I've been. So I called the net Friday night and missed you. Got you marked down for comments, Walt. Next up, I've got KL4NUE, that is Chad in Campobello. I got Chad marked down for comments as well, and he brings along with him his wife, Anna, KL4RYP, who called the net the other night, and she did a really great job. Next, I got W2MJB, that is Mark, and he brings along with him his wife, Wendy, another one of our net controllers, KN4HTP. They're at home in Simpsonville tonight. Any other stations, Mike through Papa and through P, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Premier Net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Number 4, Bravo, X-Ray, Bravo, Herb and Shelby.
N4BXV, that is Herb and Shelby. Any other stations, Mike through Papa and through P, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Premier Net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. We'll try Quebec through Tango. Q through T, if you'd like to check in the Blue Ridge to meter net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
4WZM. Again, Alpha, Alpha 4, Romeo, Mike. AA4RM, I'm Robert, and easily negative and negative.
4WZM. Bill, please check in. Kilo, Mike 4, Romeo, Golf X-Ray. This is Carol in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative, and 73 is everybody on the net tonight.
AA4RM, that is Robert. Carol in Greenville. Robert, I have not forgotten about catching up with you. But work got busy, then I got sick, and I'm going to try to catch up with you sometime soon. So I'll try to stay in touch with you at some point this week, as long as you still need that work done.
Here if you're off tomorrow,
not tomorrow, but I might have a light day, so I'm going to try to catch up with you after that's done. Fingers crossed. Alrighty, let's see. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango, Q through T, if you'd like to check into Blue Ridge to meter net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. And move out to the patient group. Uniform through Zulu, U through Z, if you'd like to check into Blue Ridge to meter net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
4 Zulu, Phil Foxtrot, Chief in Columbus. Good evening, everybody on the net. Just check me in and out.
Check in Kilo X-ray for Yankee Mike Scott Greenville negative negative. Also my bride Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Charlie Delta and my daughter Kilo Oscar 4 India Lima India, both named Mary. 73
is all on the net. Thanks for calling
it tonight, Daniel. Hope you feel better.
November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha, Steve and Inman. I'll be negative, negative for listening in.
Recognize KE4ZHF, that is Keith up in Columbus. And KE4YM, that is Scott. I'm feeling better, Scott. He brings along with him his wife and daughter, KL4ACD and KL4ILI, both named Mary, and they're all in Greenville tonight. Next, KN4VWA, Steve and Inman. Thank you all for checking with me tonight. Any other stations, Uniform through Zulu, U through Z, if you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge Premier Net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra Kilo Delta, Larry. And Kilo Golf 4, Alpha Hotel Sierra Ronda. We're both in Eastleigh. please check this in and out tonight. Good evening, everybody.
Recognize KG4SKD. That is Larry, and he brings along with him his wife, Rhonda. KG4AHS. There in Easley tonight. Any other stations? Uniform through Zulu, U through Z. If you'd like to check into Blue Ridge through the internet, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. But A through Z, Z through A. If you'd like to check into Blue Ridge through the internet, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
KJ4WZM. In Whiskey 4, Charlie Tango Whiskey, W4CTW. This is Tyler and Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
W4CTW, Tyler and Taylor's. Any other stations, Uniform through Zulu, U through, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z. If you'd like to check into Blue Ridge Schmiernet, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. 4WZM, now securing the full portion of that, so thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the rag 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between rag 2s. First up, I have K4OIM. Walt, you around? Please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
WZM, K4OIM. Yeah, I'm around, Daniel. Well, I guess since you've been sick, you didn't get them ball joints in.
No, but I tell you what, now the weather's nice. I'll probably do that sometime soon. I might just bite the bullet and pay somebody else to do them. Part of the reason I haven't done it is because of it being such a headache. I do have the money to pay somebody else. It's just a question of whether or not I want to do the work myself, because it's a whole lot cheaper. The whole thing is the labor costs a lot more than the parts do.
And I've changed a few of them myself, and it ain't an easy job, but if you got that fork to knock them loose, it's not that bad. But you replacing everything, tie rods and all, aren't you?
Tie rods, inner and outer, upper and lower ball joints, both sides, shocks and springs. Yeah, shocks and springs, but I have separate springs and the gas shocks, so all that stuff is getting changed. And also, I didn't make the machine. Hold on. Inner and outer tie rod ends, upper and lower ball joints, shocks, springs, and all my sway bar bushings.
Good job ahead of you. That doggone Chad, he's got to worry sticking around for the round table and asking all these doggone antenna questions. And then Larry comes in there trying to help me out. And I'd say, between 500 and 800 feet of RG-75 coax cable out here that, it's telecable wire. And I'm thinking about building me a 40-meter dipole and an 80-meter dipole out of that stuff and shorten the braid to the center conductor and feeding that thing with a 450-ohm ladder line. I've got the trees to pull them up, and I've got that antenna launcher that I can pop up and shoot across the tree limbs. So I'm going to start experimenting, Daniel.
Sounds good. That sounds really good. And by the way, Chad, you are more than welcome to jump in here, too. You're up for comments next anyways, and I actually have some questions for you, Chad. So, feel free to jump in at any point. You are more than welcome to.
What? Jump in.
I'm Daniel. I'm walking back. We got in late tonight. We got three babies we're having to down here by hand.
and so I'm headed back to the house. But I just want to let you know I've been doing a little bit of experimenting, Walt, and the last couple of days my eyes kind of have been opened.
Anybody ever fully understands the radiation pattern on a dipole antenna that they fun to experiment with? Do you fool with them, Daniel?
Not yet. Hopefully you're going to get that worked out shortly and get my hands on the HF radio. I'm going to try real hard in that aspect. I think I'll be on HF here in a little while. And at that point, then my fun begins as well.
Check into the net Friday night. I had a tooth break off down into the gum. And the doggone thing's upset. And I had to see a doctor. I went to Dr. Friday. And a dentist won't pull it while it's upset. I went to the doctor and got some antibiotics. And I think when the net started out, I was asleep. But this thing's killing me, and I can't get it pulled. The upsets ain't went down a bit yet. But if it's gone down, I'm going to get the thing pulled out Thursday. But I didn't get to make it to Shelby this year. But from what I hear, they wasn't much to it. They wasn't no vendors there. But I got on eBay, and I bid on a doggone Heathkit SB301 ham band only receiver. And they let me know a while ago I won the auction, so I had to go up to the bank and put some money in so I could come back and pay for the thing. And now I've got to get a power supply for it, so that's going to be another. Maybe I'll find one somewhere between $40 and $60. I got a couple of power supplies here, but they all, 13.8 volt, 22 amp, and a 26 amp. But for that particular receiver, it takes 300 volts DC on one circuit, 200 on the other one, and I have to have a Heathkit power supply for it. So I guess I'll wait till my next month's check comes in and see if I can find me one of them on eBay. KJ4WZM, K4OIM.
I think I might be getting my hands on a HF radio at some point soon, so I'm going to be needing to hunt me some antennas and stuff. So that'll be what I'm up to next once I get a radio going. And then I'll go from there, hopefully start checking on the nets and stuff. I have never really looked into the Heathkit radios much. I know of them. I know what they are. And I know of their significance in the amateur radio hobby, but I have never worked on one yet. That sounds very interesting.
Nothing like the modern radios. You have to be careful what you're doing or you burn the panels out in them. There's a lot of adjusting to do, especially when you change bands on them. And you got a separate receiver and transmitter. They didn't make transceivers back then. But I've been wanting to get me an old Heathkit station, a novice station set up, but that 301, it's above the novice grade. It come out in, I believe, in 1966. They are a nice little receiver. If you can get a hold of one, and I just run across this one on eBay. I don't like to buy stuff off of eBay. I ain't got jip but one time on there, and I bought a lot of equipment off of there. 2 meter stuff that I get back on the air, and either loan out to a new ham or either give it away. But I ain't got a spare HF rig here. I got about 6 HF receivers, though, and got another one on the way from Illinois. Now, it'll be here, they said, within 10 days. But I can't wait to get to playing around with it and cleaning it up. I know I'll have to recap it first thing I do. Anything I buy, especially this tube type equipment, I recap it usually before I fire it up. I need to get me a Variac, one of those variable transformers, for bringing this stuff up slowly. That hadn't been used in years. But this receiver I got tonight, they said it powered up everything all right. It's just that the meter on it pegs out all the way. And that's something over the IL section. I'll go through it and check all the resistors and everything to see if they were within tolerance and all. But I can't wait to get started on these antennas. And Chad said he had 3 babies. I'm just wondering if he's got 3 baby goats. KO4NUE and KJ4WZM. K4OIM.